Mike Nesbitt, you're still there?
Yes.
Mike, can I ask you just a question just before we go into the next interview? Because it's an interesting story, this, and we're about to go into it. Miss Ulster competition has taken place in Stormont, and there are size restrictions on the women who can actually enter this competition. You've got to be between a size 8 and a size 12 to be able to enter. Is that the type of competition that should be accommodated by Stormont?
I wasn't aware of it. Obviously, a lot happens at Stormont daily, lunchtimes, evenings. Why is there a size restriction?
That's the rules. To be Miss Ulster, you've got to be that size, and this is happening in Stormont. We're about to do the story.
Well, bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. I can see no rationale for it. Lots of different things happened at Stormont that people want to have a beauty pageant, I suppose. You know, nothing illegal about it, but how bizarre to say you have to be a certain size to enter. That just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much. Alex Atwood, good morning to you. Let's talk about this then. The Miss Ulster competition set to take place in Stormont's Parliament buildings this Saturday. The event has caused something of a stir. Some people have been objecting to a contest being staged at Stormont in the first place. Rules include that entrants must be between 18 to 24. So you can't be good looking at Miss Ulster if you're over 24. The height, you've got to be 5'7" or over. So you can't be deemed to be good looking if you're under 5'7". And you've got to be between a size 8 and 12. If you're over a size 12, my goodness, you couldn't be Miss Ulster. You'd be too fat to be Miss Ulster, wouldn't you? In this day and age, is that acceptable? And this is being accommodated in Parliament buildings. The event's organiser, former beauty queen Michelle McTernan, with us this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Stephen.
Why can someone who's fat, not very tall, or over the age of 24 not be Miss Ulster?
Well, my rules are actually complying with the overall Miss Universe rules, because the winner of the Miss Ulster will go on to represent Ulster at the Miss Universe Ireland competition. And basically, there are rules that I have to comply to. And these girls are going to go on to carve out a modelling career. So, yes, in fact, I do organise other competitions, like plus-size modelling competitions for size 14 and over. I also organise the Face Off Zena Cosmetics, which is basically opens up beauty competitions for girls who are a little shorter. But for this competition, yes, there are rules and regulations.
But do you agree, for this to be accommodated in Stormont, that is a tentative endorsement of those rules? Is it right to start judging people and isolating people from a competition? You know, and there's me. Look at the mistake I've even made this morning. I'm saying, oversized 12, and then I'm starting to use the word fat. Disgraceful of me. I'm sorry about that. But what on earth? Why is this not a Miss Ulster competition where people of all shapes and sizes can enter and apply?
Well, that's maybe something I could think. You're giving me a great business idea. Thank you very much, Stephen, and I claim that one as my own. But, people get judged all the time on different things, on our intellectual capacity. And women at Miss Ulster, they're not just being judged on their looks, they're being judged on their personality, how capable they are of being an ambassador for Ulster. They're also going to be endorsing a lot of the sponsors, and a lot of those sponsors are clothes shops and fashion, high street and local retailers. So,
why are you doing it at Stormont?
Well, why shouldn't I do it at Stormont? You know, Stormont, it's funded by public money, it's a public building. There should be a place for everybody to use Stormont.
And there are MLAs on the judging panel?
Yes, and we had Dolores Kelly. We have two prominent female politicians from opposing parties. So isn't it nice, Stephen, for something positive to come out of Stormont
and
for a change?
Well, and
Dolores
who?
Kelly and Joanne Dobson.
Dolores Kelly and Joanne Dobson?
Yes, they're both on the judging panel, and they were on the judging panel at the last Miss Ulster as well.
And they support a competition, do they? I know there's Basil McRae, and who else?
Basil McRae is the host, and Joanne Dobson and Dolores Kelly are the on the judging panel.
So they support a competition and align themselves with a competition which says to women, if you're above a size 12, don't come anywhere near us.
But that's just for the Miss Ulster competition.
Precisely, but that's before, this competition.
I organise other competitions, and if there are girls, like there have been girls that have said...
But it's this one we're talking about. It's this one we're talking about, isn't it?
In a
day and age where... You know, a lot of people push for accept us for who we are. and do not define beauty as some type of unachievable goal. And here we have politicians and yourself and a competition at Stormont, you know, the seat of power in Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. Over size 12, don't come anywhere near us. You need not apply.
Just for this competition, you
yes,
need
but
apply.
It's this competition we're talking about.
But look, you were talking about the £80 million social investment that hasn't been spent. I think there's more serious issues going on in Stormont than, you know, talking about and getting a dig at a beauty competition that is actually allowing young people engage with politics in
it's
a positive
not,
light.
It's not allowing young people to engage with
it
politics in a positive
young,
light.
How many events are there in Stormont that allow young people to participate and become involved in politics
so what,
in a positive light?
How do they become involved in politics?
They're getting up to Stormont. They're getting to be an ambassador for Ulster. They're being endorsed
okay.
by, as you
and
said.
Why can and this is but this is at the heart of this, Michelle. Why can someone who is over size 12 not represent Ulster?
Because it's the Miss Ulster winner goes through, as I said before, to the Miss Universe Ireland competition, and if they win that, they go through to the Miss Universe competition. It's like Miss Northern Ireland, you know, goes through to the Miss World competition. There are rules and regulations.
Is there a swimwear section?
No, there's not a swimwear section.
Why not?
Well, it's promoting autumn winter collection. I don't think swimwear one would be suitable for autumn winter, and I just don't think. I think I need to move with the times as well. You know, I'm more interested in promoting local retailers, high street, and local designers. I've got students from the Belfast Metropolitan College getting a platform to showcase their wares. And after statistics yesterday saying that that local trading is down over 3.5%, I think this is a perfect opportunity for local retailers to use Miss Ulster as a shop window to perhaps help boost the economy, help boost their
all
business
right.
in time for Christmas when times are bad as they are.
Fionnuala Meredith is with us this morning, feminist and writer. Morning, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I'm Michelle McTernan, the events organiser of this Miss Ulster competition, which is set to take place in Stormont's Parliament buildings this Saturday. There are rules, as Michelle's taken the time to set out this morning. Fionnuala, this person will go on to represent Miss Ulster. She can't, I guess Michelle can't do anything about the international rules of the competition.
In terms of the sizes, you mean?
Yes.
In terms of the size of the women taking part?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, I mean, why should we be surprised? These are exactly the kind of rules that beauty competitions sort of instigate all the time. To my mind, that's just par for the course. If you're going to have a beauty contest at Stormont, that's exactly the kind of thing you're going to be getting into. The question is, why are we having a beauty contest at Stormont? I really feel like I've sort of fallen back somewhere into the middle of the last century. I thought we'd got over this stuff, but obviously not here in good old Northern Ireland. And, you know, what the thing that really struck me...
MLAs are judging it.
Yeah, well, that's what makes it even worse. The thing that really struck me, though, was that women in this country, as we've seen in your programme, Stephen, over the last few weeks, are denied even basic reproductive rights when it comes to issues like abortion and extreme circumstances.
Well, that's an issue where there are legitimate arguments on both sides.
It is. Fair enough. OK, we'll not get into it. But what I'm saying is, so that happens, but it's absolutely fine to have a lovely girls competition at Stormont. Now, I can't be the only one to see a full kind of irony in that.
Michelle?
Yes, well, why not have it in Stormont? When Mo Mullen, the Secretary of State, she opened Stormont out to be an entertainment venue. We've had very successful
it's our seat of government.
There. So why not have Miss Ulster there? And we had it there before a couple of years ago. And yes, this debate did prop up a couple of years ago as well, but it turned out to be a very successful and a very enjoyable evening. And, you know, I think we should just take it as what it is. It shouldn't be controversial.
It's our seat of government, Michelle. There should be a sort of dignity associated with that. I'd be very surprised if there was some kind of beauty competition held at Westminster or the Doyle. I just think there's a status, or should be, a sort of status.
But there's nothing undignified or degrading to these girls. Nobody has forced these girls to enter. And in fact, you know, it opens up
that.
A lot of opportunities for young girls. You know, you've seen
as long as they're not over size 12,
gone
of course.
On to be TV presenters that have gone on to open their own thriving business. Alison Campbell herself runs the Miss Northern Ireland. She's a former beauty queen. Tracy Hall runs her own modelling agency as well. And
so it opens
up
all these opportunities.
I was a former beauty queen years ago, and now I run my own successful PR company. So, you know, these competitions do carve out opportunities for girls. And
as long as they're not too fat, it carves out opportunities for them.
Well, for this competition, you have to, as we said, comply to the international rules. But I do have other competitions because I am open-minded, and I do present opportunities for other girls.
Are any of those held at Stormont?
Two fat models. That's the more PC term to use, Fionnuala.
Are any of those competitions held at Stormont?
Thanks for correcting me, Michelle. Thank you for that.
Are any of those competitions held at Stormont?
Not yet, but I could certainly ask.
Is there any size restriction on the MLAs who are judging?
No, there isn't. Nor are the other judges as well. We have other radio presenters, Stephen.
Why not?
Why not? Well, because they're not in for the competition. They're judging the competition.
Right. So if you went up there, if you were above a size 12, you would be stopped at the door. You would say, "I'm sorry."
Basically, there's been there has been hundreds of girls have entered this competition.
Well, and they've been rejected.
The top 14.
And they've been rejected. They're not of the appropriate beauty in this particular competition.
In this particular competition,
they're not of the appropriate beauty to be able to apply.
But there's beauty competitions all over the world, Stephen. Would you want the Miss Ulster to be representative to be fat, as you keep saying, and not be a good ambassador for Ulster and be turned away at the next competition?
But you see, now we're at the very heart of this debate, and there's the key line, Michelle. There's the key line. Would you want a representative of Ulster to be fat?
For the Miss Ulster competition.
So you're nailing it now. So someone who's fat cannot be beautiful,
I've explained before, I run competitions that girls become a cover girl of one of the leading magazines in Northern Ireland, and she is you're only allowed to enter if you're a plus size model. It's the same as like the Specsavers competition. You're only allowed to enter if you wear glasses.
But you see, why do you distinguish? It's really interesting territory, this. That you distinguish some competitions you're only allowed to enter if you're plus size model. In other words, look, we'll keep all of you fat people in one little group and we'll give you a special competition. Now, all of you slim people, we'll keep you in a special competition. Why on earth is there not, you know, some people would be against these competitions full stop. But for those people who support them, why do you not say, come, no matter what shape and size you are, and a panel of judges will judge?
Well, as I said before, that's a very interesting business opportunity that I could start. Thank you, Stephen.
And why?
I could start one of these competitions.
You know, Fionnuala, if we go back here to the basic argument, but a very powerful argument, that these are women applying to this of their own free will, they're adults. It's similar to the page 3 debate in terms of, you know, don't poke in to a democratic process where women want to enter this competition. Let them do it. Don't judge them.
I'm not judging them. I'm not judging them or their perfectly legitimate desire to take part in a competition like this. It's not something I'd want to do. I don't like the idea of it. I'm not keen on beauty pageants because I don't like to see women judged for how they look above everything else. But of course, it's entirely their right to do so. What concerns me is that this is effectively sponsored by Stormont MLAs. And quite frankly, I'm absolutely astounded at the MLAs who have chosen to associate themselves with this event and to sit on the judging panel. Basil McRae, what are you doing hosting an event like this? I find it flabbergasting. This is supposed to be someone who's, you know, taking a new look at Northern Ireland politics, going forward in a new progressive direction, and yet he's hosting the Lovely Girls competition. Come on.
And the Assembly actually has confirmed that it is sponsoring this event. They say this event is sponsored by MLAs from different parties, they say. So
absolutely beggars belief.
Here's William in West Belfast. Morning, William.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, once again, I'm just listening to this lady, Michelle, speaking. She didn't actually come out and say it, but you and I and the listeners know that it's down to beautiful girls' competition. There's no room out our way, we like it or not, for a 16, 17 stone girl in a bikini, you know, parading around. But you put a pretty little girl in Of course it. And she's contradicting herself. For too long we fought for equality, but we haven't got it in this competition. And I'm really raging that it is being held at everyone sponsored. The money's there for this, but it's not there for the most important thing. You know? And Michelle knows what I'm talking
about.
Well,
there's no public money involved, Michelle, is there?
No, there's no public money, and I just want to clarify as well, there's no bikini or swimwear.
So what does happen at it? What do the ladies do when they go up to this? What do they actually do?
When they go there, at the actual event, they're modelling clothes from High Street and local retailers.
Yeah,
we have local designers who are getting to showcase their...
Hold on, William, let's let her finish and then you can come back in.
And then Belfast Metropolitan College students are going to be showcasing their clothes as well. So it's a fashion show, and there's been other fashion shows at Stormont before. So
I thought it was a competition, Michelle.
Yes, that's what they're modelling clothes, and they get they're brought in for pre-judging at 5:30 before the competition for an interview, because it's not just all based on looks, it's based on personality
Of course,
as well.
Of course. Yeah,
and
that's always
well
said, isn't it? Yeah.
Represents Ulster in the next stage of the competition.
Okay, William?
Stephen. Yeah, of course, she said it. It's all young students, you know, with a particular size and a particular weight. That's exactly what it is. She has said it. What's the difference? Is there only slim models at the Metropolitan College? Is there only one weight? If I go along to this, I would say that they're all slim models. And you know, without getting into great detail, we know what they're all going to be like. There's not one of them going to be overweight, Michelle, and you know this.
Well, no, sure, there's terms and conditions you have to comply to, as we've talked about earlier on.
Can I ask, Michelle, because you say that the models need to be between a size 8 and a size 12.
Yeah.
And they fill this in an application form, do they?
Yes, and then they go for heats around the past few months with held heats around the province.
And when they turn up on the day... Because you could write anything in an application form.
No, but they're vetted beforehand, obviously.
Are they measured?
Pardon?
Are they measured?
No, I just know. Well, they're going to be wearing the clothes. They've been they'll be going for trials, for clothes trials beforehand. So, obviously, you know, the clothes are size 10, 8 or 10 or 12 or, you know, so they fit the clothes. So, obviously, they...
And what would happen? One second, William. What would happen, Michelle, if one of these ladies put on weight? Between now and the final, would they be disqualified?
Between now and Saturday, I don't think that.
No, the final, the heat and the final.
Well, there's obviously, you know, but what you would do is you have a runner-up, like one of the winner could end up getting pregnant and putting on weight, obviously. So you do have a runner-up set in place that would fill her boots.
So she would be disqualified?
Well, because she, whenever she fills in the application form and goes for... the auditions for the Miss Universe Ireland or the Miss Universe competition, she wouldn't get through their rules. So there's international rules to comply with.
Okay. It's a bit of a bizarre situation that you have Joanne Dobson this morning as one of your judges. That's the Ulster Unionist Party's Joanne Dobson. She's one of the judges in your competition, and her party leader is describing the whole concept of this competition as bizarre.
Beauty pageants have been going on for years. Some people like them, some people don't. And it's just, isn't it not more degrading for women not to be given a chance to enter these competitions and help carve out successful modelling careers or careers in PR or TV presenting? You know, we're
Are you suggesting they would be discriminated against, Michelle? If they weren't allowed, are you suggesting that these women would be discriminated against if they weren't allowed to take part in this competition?
If Northern Ireland didn't have the likes of Miss Northern Ireland and Miss Ulster and different competitions, I personally feel, yes, Fionnuala, that they would be discriminated against.
I just feel like I've fallen into a weird twilight zone where everything's just being turned upside down, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised. It's Northern Ireland.
Here's Dave this morning. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Stephen. I think you should get the fun police in here, Stephen. Honestly, it's the biggest Janet and John non-story I've heard in your programme for a long, long time. For goodness sake, it's a beauty pageant. Get over it. I think it's probably the most dignified thing we'll have at Stormont for a long time. But why don't you focus on something... Again, this is a positive story. Why don't you focus on our sporting exploits over the weekend? You know, Carr Frampton... on the verge of a world championship, Ulster rugby.
Carl was on the radio programme yesterday.
went to the south. Well, I was in France, so I didn't.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, I didn't send you to France.
Well, let's look at it like this here. If Carl Frampton was asked to step in against a heavyweight in the ring, you know, would it be a fair contest? No, I wouldn't.
So what are you saying about women who are over size 12? What are you saying about them?
I'm just saying, I don't think you see them in a beauty pageant. Not to say that the women over size 12 are not.
No,
are not
we're at the heart.
Of course they are.
Well, why aren't they allowed to be in a beauty pageant then?
It just is not. It is not part of what a beauty pageant is all about.
Oh, there's the heart of this story.
I'm not really in the skinny
So in the year 2013, why can a lady over size 12 not be in a beauty pageant?
Well, I think it's Michelle.
Why not?
As Michelle said there, well, sure, get another competition running and leave it open.
You know, why should people be you know want a separate competition,
you know,
for people over size 12?
I don't really, because the main point I'm making is this is just to me my opinion is this is just a total non-story, and I don't see why it's getting so much airtime. And let's be honest, Fionnuala comes on, anything at all that even, you know, I'm not saying this infringes on women's rights at all or women's lib at all, but she's on at the drop of a hat. Anything that's woman-related, she's on.
Go on, Fionnuala.
You know?
Well, it sounds to me like you're maybe not that interested in stories that concern women, and I think that's part of the problem. Northern Ireland is a super macho place. It really is. And I think that's, you know, part of the reason that there is a kind of resistance to even talking about stuff like this, because maybe it doesn't matter a hell of a lot to you, but it matters quite a lot to the women who actually live here. And, of course, there's a range of views on this issue.
How do you know? Have you done a survey? I guarantee if you put a survey out today in Northern Ireland, most women would say, wise up, Fionnuala.
How do you know? You're now speaking for
all... But how do you know? How do you know? Well, where's your
claiming.
Proof? This is Fionnuala Meredith. That's, you know, who are you speaking for?
No, listen, myself. I'm speaking for myself, and I never, ever claim to speak on behalf of all women. But you seem to be, because you're saying you know what they think.
No, you come on here as if you are the voice of feminism in Northern Ireland, like, and I would...
I'm not,
I would
just me.
That you're, you do. You do. It's quite
I'm
obvious you do, because anything at all...
I'm only speaking on my own behalf. If I'm invited to take part in a debate, I'm glad to do so, because I think it's an important issue.
Do you know, bottom line, I just think it's a non-story. There's lots of good things going on at the minute in Northern Ireland, and, you know, why do we focus on the on what is perceived to be a negative? Because I think this is actually quite a positive story.
Here's Rachel. Morning, Rachel.
Hello.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Hi, I'd like to speak to that girl that you're talking to at the minute. I took
which
my
girl?
On my
which
way
which
down.
Lady? The lady that organised the event?
Yes.
Okay, well that lady's name is Michelle. You can say good morning to her.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hiya. I've just put my daughter into the back of my car to bring her down for an interview for a job. Now, her self-confidence over the last few months has been knocked terribly. And see, listening to the likes of people like you coming onto the radio and saying how anything over a size 12 can't enter a beauty pageant, basically discriminating against women over the size 12, that's a wrong thing for my daughter to have to hear when her confidence is already knocked. I think
if you're saying your daughter's going into
a
job interview, she's going
to
be judged
like
on her ability in the job
girls.
Interview. Everybody's being judged in some shape or form, and I do hope your daughter does well.
Well, I hope she does too,
tonight.
But see people like you knocking young girls' confidences over the size 12 and making them feel like they need to be a size 8 or a size 10 to get anywhere in this life, it's wrong. It's discriminating.
Well, maybe
it's
you
cruel.
Didn't hear that I also organise competitions for over 12.
For women over the size 12.
Yes,
that's total discrimination in itself.
Well,
everybody's beautiful.
German.
Everybody's got something special. Nobody can be classed as any different just
be
for being over a size 12.
So under oversized 12s go into a different...
Oversized 12, sorry.
They, oversized 12s kind of go into a different queue for a different competition of beauty.
It's wrong.
Rachel, this is sponsored by MLAs, and it is taking place in the seat of government in Northern Ireland at Stormont.
It is wrong, totally wrong, to come on the radio station and say how there has to be something separate for someone over the size 12. How you can only enter a beauty pageant. There's beauty pageants going
this
on
is
all
this
over the
is,
place.
These are rules,
and that's what
that
makes young girls stop
it's
eating
not, I have
bulimia and they make, you know, all those kind of illnesses because they want to be a size 8 and a size 12 because they think that that's the right size to be. You know, you are what you are. You're beautiful no matter what, and you should be allowed to be treated equally. not discriminated against or put into a different category because you're over a size 12.
Listen, you know I've said this before, but there's been quite a senior, not it's obviously not now, but you know there was a let's just say a person of influence, shall we say that, within the BBC. I remember this person saying I was too fat for TV. How did I work on TV because I was too fat?
It's horrible. You see it all the time. You see people with suicide. You see people hitting depression. You see people going through illnesses all over the world because of this whole big identity thing that you have to have, where you have to be a size 8 or a size 10. You have to have perfect hair, perfect breasts, perfect body, and it's wrong. It's discrimination.
Yeah,
total
but
discrimination.
To be fair to Michelle, she hasn't set these rules. These are international rules.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But to come on, she has stated that there would, you know, it would be possible to organise something separate,
you know,
for young girls,
you know, what,
over the what, size 12.
What's also interesting, you know, here is that Basil McRae, NI21, is a new political party. And Basil McRae, the leader of that party, is hosting this event. And there is an interesting question there for Basil as to whether he thinks in a new Northern Ireland it is right for any competition to judge women based
women
on...
Women shouldn't be judged no matter what size you
based
are.
Based on size.
What you look like, you know.
And height.
It's causing an awful lot of upset. I mean, my daughter is already down, depressed, and her self-confidence is knocked. And that kind of thing just knocks young girls' self-confidence off the rails. That is horrible. You know, it's not nice.
Have a listen, Rachel and Michelle. And by the way, Michelle, thank you so much for coming on today.
No problem,
you know,
Stephen.
Thank you. Davey, morning, Davey.
Morning, Stephen. I reckon, Stephen, you're making a mountain out of a molehill, because I think if you had your way, and a lot of other people, they would have May McFetridge representing Northern Ireland in a beauty pageant.
Now, there's a good idea.
Let's face facts now. The winner of this competition is quite possible they could go on, become Miss Ulster, and then they could come on Miss Great Britain, and then possibly Miss World. How far do you think anybody, seriously, who doesn't fit into that character would get?
Well, you tell me.
Well, I don't think, to be honest, it would get very far. It is a competition for beautiful people, and these people are recognised by the world as being beautiful.
Okay, and let's just... Okay, and do you...
Well, you can't change international rules. I mean, this is...
Okay, I understand you can't change international rules, but what you do as any society, as any community, you kind of... You draw parameters around what you think is acceptable and not acceptable, right? Now, the Assembly in Stormont, and who am I to say they're right or wrong? It's for you guys to judge. But the Assembly at Stormont have decided that it is absolutely, completely acceptable to host an event in their premises in which women over a size 12, in which women who are 5'6", are told, you're not welcome.
Yes.
Now, that's the reality, and there are MLAs sponsoring that competition. Joanne Dobson from the Ulster Unionist Party is one of the judges in that competition. Dolores Kelly is another judge, SDLP, in that competition. Basil McRae is hosting the competition.
Well, sure, I think that's brilliant.
Now,
I mean, it's happened in... It could have happened in a hotel. If this year had happened in, say, a hotel... I don't think it would even have been on your program.
Now, when you said that this is a competition for beautiful people, Davey, right?
Yep.
Do you think you can be overweight and beautiful?
That's a Western. Yes, in America they have big as beautiful competitions and stuff.
But do you think you can be big and beautiful in Northern Ireland, deemed as beautiful?
No.
Right. Tell me why not.
Because the Western world just... deems that. I mean, they
okay.
have nice personalities. All you get out of...
But they're not beautiful.
Well, all you get, anybody who's overweight is, they have a lovely face.
Okay.
And that's it.
And when you say that that's the
that's fact.
Okay,
but,
well, that's fact, you see, is it? So,
yes.
So tell me this. Do you think that needs challenged? That preconception needs challenged? That if you're oversized 12, or if indeed you're fat, oversized 12 is not fat, by the way, but even if you are fat, do you think it is acceptable to look upon someone as ugly because they are fat.
No, I never says now they were ugly. I never used.
Well, you said they're not beautiful.
Well, you can. Well, I mean, I'm not beautiful, but I wouldn't consider myself ugly.
Okay.
Well, that's for a fact. Now, so, it's not just.
Okay, but why